I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is More and Harder, a gangbang story. It was written as a piece of improv erotica inspired by Patreons, and if you listen right till the end, I'll explain to you what that means. Laura? Laura. His voice cuts through the blur of sensation, and she looks up with wide, wet eyes and nods once, twice, to show she's okay. He keeps a tight grip on her shoulders, fingers digging into the flesh to pin her down, eyes trained on the tension in her arms and legs and stomach, all her muscles straining tight, like she's holding a pose in yoga. Having checked in, she lets herself forget him, focuses on the scene at hand, the brutality of it, the intensity of it, the sheer volume of sweat and piss and cum. She's strapped to a chair, legs spread wide, like she's waiting at the doctor's for an intimate exam. Except that isn't how the roles are working here. The men who visit aren't doctors, but more like patients. She's the one who sees them, one by one, each demanding to be cured of his insistent urge to come. The man who brought her here, who promised to fulfil her greatest wish, stands imposingly behind her. A passerby might see him as her dominant, her commander. But a knowledgeable friend would know he's merely right-hand man to her royalty. He's there to serve and to ward off anyone who doesn't respect the rules. Not that there are many rules, mind you. If you don't have a clean test, you need a condom. Or you can stand up close to the gyno chair, not between her legs, and beat yourself off as you watch the jiggle of her flesh while other guys slam their cocks home. If you have a clean test, you get to be one of them, standing in line in the dark, jerking at your dick to keep it hard as you watch each one in front of you step forward into the spotlight and squirt spunk into the warm, eager depths of her cunt. She's tied down with rope, not to stop her escaping, but so she has something to struggle against. Struggling makes it more fun, especially as things get messier. Wet spunk soaks into the rope that binds her thighs open. One guy takes exception to the cum that coats her tits and starts to wash them clean with his own piss. Her eyes burn fire and she flashes him a grin. Tells the next one, harder. He obliges, yanking at the ropes and holding onto the chair like she's exercise equipment at the gym and he's just working out. Muscles shine with sweat, and when she tells him, hurt me more, her clit thuds pleasure at the way those arms go taut as he reaches up to squeeze her tits and throat. One after another, they come. And her protector, who stands at her head, does little more than nod or gesture to show each man where he's allowed to go. Occasionally, when she drifts into blank delight, her eyes rolling back and her mind going spacey and her whole being focused on just the sensation of being filled and the sound of flesh on flesh and the slippery wetness coating her stomach and tits and thighs, he'll check in. Laura? Laura? And she looks up and grins again, piss-soaked and spunk-filled and tied down and aching. Looks down at her cunt, spread wide and stretched by the latest faceless, nameless guy. Looks beyond him to the fuzzy grey darkness of the queue where more stand ready, rubbing at themselves with that angry, hungry look she loves so much. She nods again, twice, as the latest guy pumps cum into her, before glancing at the queue to instruct them again, more and harder. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. This story was actually created by Patreons. During a Zoom call, we did some improv erotica where a few different people picked some prompts for me to use to create stories. So each person could choose a name, a kink, a location, and an object. And I then used those to write a few different pieces of random erotica. This was the most popular one that came out of it. So the prompts for this story were name, Laura, kink, gyno chair, location, swingers club dark room, and an object, rope tied to the chair. The story that fell out as a result of these prompts is very, very similar to a wank fantasy that I have. Although in my wank fantasy, it's not a gyno chair, it's just a table that I'm strapped to. But other than that, it's incredibly similar. So, there were other stories that came out of this as well, one of which included some octopuses with tentacles, which was incredibly fun to write, and another one which included tights as the object. So there's a story that I very much enjoyed writing where a hot guy makes another dude wear some tights and then rips a hole in the back of them in an incredibly sexy way. If you would like to read those stories, come support me on Patreon. They are available for subscribers at any level. And I'm probably going to do some more improv erotica at some point soon. So, as I say, please do support me on Patreon, and you might get the opportunity to put forward your suggestions for the next piece of improv erotica too. You also get early access to all the audio porn and the opportunity to remove all on-site ads, including the ads that appear on audio. That was a long waffle, and possibly longer than the story itself. I hope you enjoyed the story. Come find more audio porn, girlonthenet.com/audioporn.